Yes, he will.
Was that an easy decision for you to evaluate?
No, it's a tough decision, real tough. You know, I feel like it's the best thing for our football team this weekend. And there's a lot of thought went into it, a lot of evaluations, a lot of things going on. But I thought it was the best decision for this game, going into this game.
Can you talk about some of the things that
went into it? No, not really. A bunch.
Tell Matt who you talked to him about. Has anything you haven't talked to him before?
No, we talked a lot about some of the same things, John, but obviously I talked to him about my process and what I go through to look at things, and just so that he understands where I'm coming from. We just had a good meeting, and I told him what we're going to do, and we moved forward. But we talk a lot. You know, it's not like that's the first time we've talked.
Gary, can you address Owen's situation?
Obviously, y'all know about his injury. He's going to miss some time. And then, the short-term IR is, the possibility or possibility of that happening. So there's something that's being talked about, so we don't quite know exactly how many weeks we're dealing with right now. I wouldn't even know. I'm busy with practice right now, so I know that Rick and them are discussing that, trying to evaluate what's going on, so I know it's a possibility, though. It could have happened. I don't know. I've been busy with football today.
You said on Monday that you were somewhat concerned about his confidence and kind of where he was at with his job. Now that you talk to him more, can you feel better about it?
No, I think it's, first off, Christy, it's only human when you're going through what he's going through. You don't just have a conversation. You're okay. You're okay when you start playing better, and your team wins games. That's when you get okay. So I understand that, and I'm just trying to help him work through it, trying to do some things practice-wise that I think hopefully can help, and do everything I can from my perspective as a coach to help a player work through something. And so that's what I'm trying to do, and he understands exactly what I'm trying to do.
You got your hands full with Matt's situation, but in terms of special teams, you worry about that, most specifically about Randy?
It's a little bit of a concern. I mean, he actually hit it pretty good there for a few weeks. He misses one the other night that could have, obviously started the game a lot better for us as a football team. He has been kicking off pretty well, I have confidence in him, if that's what you're asking me. I think he's got all the tools to be a really good kicker in this league. It's about consistency. What is he right now, 7 for 12 or something like that? So that needs to get a lot better. But, our confidence in him isn't going anywhere. We think he's going to be a fine kicker. Just need him more consistent.
Could you address the tight end situation with
Cole being
where he's at?
Garrett plays a lot for us anyway. He almost plays like a starter. So he becomes our starter and then our young guy. We'll play a lot. Griffin will play a lot. We went and got Bernie back on our roster. That's where we're at. Obviously, we'll miss OD. He's a big part of what we do offensively. We've had some challenges offensively. We've lost Dwayne. Andre's played nicked up. Now we got to work through OD's situation, but that's part of football. We got to find a way to work through it.
Is this for your team? Basically just got checked on.
I think it's always that way. I don't think there's – I think it's gut check time in this league every Sunday when you take the field. Obviously, we have not been playing, the way we want to play in some areas as a football team, and it's hurt us. And it's something that we got to correct real quick. It's week 6, and we got to find a way to win a game. So,
Gary, can you talk about Ryan Griffin and what his role will be now? What are you doing?
He's a very talented young man, John. He's very smart. He's done a good job. He has played a little bit. He's played in some of our other tight end sets. So we have confidence in him as a player. His role is going to increase. His role has been mostly special teams from that standpoint right now. So, obviously he and Garrett are our guys if we go to a two tight end system. So, just time for him to grow up real quick. It's a lot like Hopkins. He's a rookie and fixing to play a lot of football. He's got to play well.
What about the third one?
We had Burn in camp, kind of a line of scrimmage guy. We know he can do some of that for us. The biggest thing getting him back was the fact that we know he can get ready to play real quick. He knows our system from camp, so it's not a big adjustment. If we need him this Sunday, possibly he could be ready to play.
Could you talk more about what you like about Garrett?
He's just turned into a really good player, Mark. He's very versatile. Garrett plays pretty good in the run game. He's always been a threat in the pass game. He's just – he's somebody that's grown up a lot. You know, he's how many touchdowns he have this year, so he's been very productive in what he's doing. But we got a lot of confidence in him, but he's fixing – his play's fixing to pick up big time, and he needs to play big time for us.
Gary, obviously, the preponderance of the focus has been on Matt's interception and turnovers. Defense is playing well, but doing nothing in terms of forcing turnovers.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, we're talking about that. One thing that would help if we played in different type of games, you know, you get turnovers when you're ahead in some games and people have to throw. And we played a team last week that threw the ball 16 times, so it makes it very, very difficult. So, but we played very well defensively. We can improve in a run game. We can improve in the red zone. We can improve in turnovers. So as well as we're playing, there's a lot of things we can get better at.
What was your reaction to the reports that there was an incident at Patchcock's
house? None, really. I'm not getting no reaction.
Coach Bente fumbled back-to-back games and lost them. Is that a cause for concern?
Yeah, it's a concern anytime somebody turns the ball over, but I got confidence in Ben, and it's like I do in our quarterback, you know. We got to get Ben fixed, and we're ripping at the ball at practice, doing everything we can to help him, but he's played well for us. I got a lot of confidence in him, and he knows he can't go out there and do that, so it goes right in with the rest of the turnovers, you know. Those count, too.
Gary, sorry, you talked about the in-depth evaluation for 2 days. I know you guys saw scouts to begin with. How was this evaluation different, looking not only
I don't know that it was much different. I mean, I evaluate every week. I mean, so, you know, obviously, I, you know, probably got much more involved at one spot. That's what you're asking me, you know, so I was very involved from that standpoint. But, I mean, we're always in an evaluation mode and deciding where we go next and where, how we go into the next week. And, you know, I gave the players, you know, we got home real late. I gave them Monday and Tuesday away from the coaches and had them watch the film and get their workout in on their own. Because I needed some time, and we needed some time as coaches to you know, come to some decisions and stuff like that. So, but as far as evaluations, we're always in that mode.
Was that why you met with the players today, because they were off on
Monday? Yeah, because I didn't talk to them Monday or Tuesday.
What about Brooks?
Brandon? He practiced today, John, and it was positive. The guys that didn't practice were Andre, Keyshawn, Sharpton, Wade Smith, Dobbins, Dwayne Brown, and Brooks did practice. Somewhat limited, but they both practiced the entire practice.
Was Andre just rested? Andre,
yeah.
Gary, you were perfect passing your OC field. There's ability to what you guys have done this year.
You always look at yourself. You know, I think we've done some really good stuff. You know, I mean, we've when you're moving the ball for almost 400 yards a game in this league, you know, it's pretty good. We're seventh in the league. We feel like we're 32nd right now, to be honest with you, the way it went last week. So, but we've got a top five rusher in football. I think we have the number two receiver in football. So somebody's blocking and somebody's throwing it. So there's something good going on. But the negative thing that's going on is hurting all that stuff. So that's what we got to get fixed. I thought Dwayne played pretty good for missing 2 weeks, John. I thought he played pretty darn well. And obviously they have a very good defensive football team. You know, I think he'll work his way back to totally 100%. But for him to hold up all week and be right back on the field today is a good thing.
You gonna keep rotating on the right?
I think you'll see Ryan maybe play a few series or something. I think Newton is getting better. He continues to, you know, he's been put in some tough spots because we've been throwing the ball a great deal, and we expect a great deal out of him. I think Ryan, basically what Ryan has done is come in and played for us for a couple of weeks and basically played in a manner that, hey, I deserve to maybe be out there a little bit. So it's more about one guy and what he's done. You gonna convince me of that right now? That's football. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you're right. I mean, we're rolling last year, and you know, had a pretty good things going, pretty good, playing in totally different football games than we're playing in right now. That's for sure. But it has been rough here the last few weeks, and just got to be tough enough to get it turned and to start playing the way we're capable of playing. So, you know, you're always working toward the next win. You know, regardless of what's going on, there's nothing easy in this business.
Last one, guys.
What's that?
What is Keyshawn?
Shoulder.
Is he in danger of missing the game?
I just missed practice today. So we'll see. We'll see where he's at tomorrow.
Thanks,
okay,
sir.
Thank you.